Gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Who's that I see walking?
Thank you.
so rough.
Hey!
way in, honey. Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Yeah. Hound here. What do we got here? This is the Hound. That was the Upsetters doing the Upsetter Rock thing one time. We heard Chuck Higgins with a little rooster action there. Long John Hunter and El Paso Rock, Royal Earl, and the Swinging Cools with the Royal Earl Shuffle. This is the Hound. I'll be driving until 6 o'clock. We got lots of fun coming up today, including the Dr. Ross versus Hazel Atkins battle of the one-man bands. Who rules the five instruments at once scene? We'll find out. You be the voter. In the meantime, jump back, Shack Jack, and take it down to the Chicken Shack.
Hello, cats, I just got back. Looking for that place we call the Chicken Shack. It's fine as wine, and it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. You can even get the last part and roll the fish.
Down in the barnyard picking up chips. Long game of moo cow swinging her hips. I get lonesome every day. Walk that way morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. Love you, birdie, baby. Morning, noon, and night. Monday watching on the line. I'm the old red next to mine. I would enjoy myself the most if I ever got that close. Morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. Love you, birdie, baby. Morning, noon, and night. Pile the dishes in the kitchen sink. Sit down, baby, let's have a little drink. I will hold you on my knee. But ain't no sense to you killing me. Morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. Love you, pretty baby. Morning, noon, and night.
Bye. things I do not see. The doctor said to me, things I do not see. The doctor said to me, the doctor said to me,
she's psycho, crazy, everybody went. Here comes a girl with a big old hat, think she's the president.
Kept on asking me what I said. I pulled my hair right out of my head.
How many things I do not see? The doctor said to me,
yeah, around here. With this is WFMU East Orange for all you legal IDD followers out there. And what do we got there? Huey Smith and the Clowns with She's Psycho. I would have a dedication for that, but the person's probably not even allowed to listen to it. Anyway, what else are we doing here? We got Ruth Brown with Hey Little Boy. Big Joe Turner and Morning, Noon, and Night. Roy Montrell with some of that mellow saxophono thingo. We opened up with Amos Milburn and the Chicken Shackers and taking it back down to the Chicken Shack. Oh, that's sounding good now. Whoa. Anyway, this is the Hound. We got the Battle of the Bands coming up at 4 o'clock. That's Hazel Atkins versus Dr. Ross, who is the true one-man band genius in our time. Next week on the Hound Show, we have Barrelhouse piano player Sam Price will be here in person, as well as Mike Love, Mark for Death, the Hound's second annual tribute to Brian Wilson. In the meantime, this is coming to you in the sound of Reverbo, Mr. Marvin Rainwater.
Oh, grandfather's clock. How it rang with the flame of his light. You know that story. It kept time all the time that my grandfather lived. But it stopped its tick-tock when he died. Now, old Rat-a-Tat was quite the thing. And I'm sure you all know it didn't last if he knew about his luck. Cause I whined it today and old Grandpa could see how he popped to the tick of his clock. Old granddaddy was quite a lad. I'm sure that you all know what he'd be glad if he knew about his father. Cause I wound up to that and the was red father to see how we bump up to the pick of the other side.
For an Indian girl, no other woman can make it as well. She takes his hand, oh, 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 and a hand, and a rock, 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 and a rock rock and the muckers and the roll and the L and the L and the L. Up slowly, you're looking in her eyes. I've been looking for minutes, Indian wise. The shooting of arrows into her heart. She's done in the sign when she got a pie. I think she's rockin' and a roll. The muckers and a rockin' and a roll. I think she's a rockin' the muckers and a roll. And a hand and a hand and a hand and a hand. Her face red, here's a blue, stuck in the kiss and the cool. And this thing up the beat is starting in the mouth. What do you know? He's my hell. I can't get a rock and a rock and a rock and a rock. I can't get a rock and the monkeys and the roll and the air and the air and the air. Rockin' and rollin' and a 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 rockin' and
Yeah, Hound here with, oh boy, that was Tyrone Schmedling, the immortal, as we call him, Tyrone Schmedling, with You're Gone, I'm Left, and there are no more words to this song. The Lynn Twins, the musical Lynn Twins with Indian Rock, that comes off of Sin Alley, Volume 3. Oh, Charlie Feathers with That Certain Female, Sidney Joe Lewis with A Little Bop on the Grandfather's Clock, Don Willis with Warrior Sam, and Marvin Rainwater with A Little Boo Hoo. We're all coming to you courtesy of our new recording technique, Reverbo. Yeah. Hound here. This is, it's about time we get primal. Get all the way down. A truly uncivilized thing and a little of that dirty mother noise for you.
In the heart of Africa, there's a little notorious animal called a fuya. And that's spelled F-U-Y-E-R. Fuya. And in this song, we're going to be talking about the mother fuya. And a mother fuya is something else. so don't get me wrong.
Tight, don't you let me fall. I feel my mule kicking in your stall. Cause he's a kicking mother for you. He's a kicking mother for you. He's a stomping mother for you now. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. Here's a hot dog and it never go cold. It's just right just to fit your roll. Cause it's a fat mother for you. It's a huge mother player. It's a stretching mother player. That's why I wouldn't tell a lie. I love my woman. I want to tell you the truth. I ain't going to put up with the way she do. She's done something that ain't going to work. Me and her one just might get hurt. Cause I'm a bad mother player. I'm an evil motherfucker. I'm a rough motherfucker. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. The monkey and the baboon was playing some up. The monkey win the money, but he was scared to pick it up. The monkey stumbled and the baboon fell. The monkey grabbed the money and he run like hell. Stabbing motherfucker. He was a sucking mother for you. He was a skipping mother for you. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. Grandpa told Grandma last year, you're getting too old, honey, to shift your gear. Cause you're a stiff motherfucker. You're an old motherfucker. You're an ancient motherfucker. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. I don't love my baby now. Tell you the reason why. She filled my pants full of red devil lie. And I was a warm motherfucker. I was a hot motherfucker. I was a smoking motherfucker. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. A warm motherfucker. I was a hot motherfucker. I said I was a skipping motherfucker. And I'm a stretching motherfucker. Yeah, I won't tell a lie, huh?
Daddy told me on his dying day, give up your heart, but don't you lose your head. You come along, girl, what did I do? I lost my heart and my head went too. Lord have mercy. Little girl, you sure can cook. Little girl, you got me. When you cook that chicken, say me to bed. I should be working, but I'm home in bed. Thinking about you. Dreaming about you. Love that gal. Love them chicken heads, too. Without your love, so doggone strong, like the Mississippi River, roll on and on. If loving you was a doggone crime,
he's sitting in jail, done flat 99.
Now, here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge. Stop beating up first. Cause here come the judge. You don't know about the judge. Cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty, he presides in the day. And he don't take no stuff from nobody. No kind of way. Hey, boy, take off the hat. Where do you think you're at? I know where you gon' be if you don't mind me. I'm here to tell you.
Here come the judge.
I'm sorry, you got to go there. You can't recognize the man. You got to go. And guilty.
Yes, here come the judge. They're bowing down high. Yes, here come the judge. I'd rather be lost in the jungles of the real than to face the judge this morning the way you feel. Here come the judge, come. Here come the judge now. Don't know about it much, 'cause here come the judge.
Yeah. Hound here. For those of you who didn't finish the job last night, we're doing some total destruction to your mind. I myself left a trail of brain cells right up Broadway on my way home. And that was the Swamp Dog, my cousin there. And we heard Shorty Long with Here Come the Judge. I'm going to send that out to Il Bruce here, who had a little run-in with the court system this week.
John Law.
Yeah. Did you have a good time there in court, Bruce?
I dressed for it. I seem to be the only guy that did. Whoops.
Well.
They got nice air conditioning in the halls of justice. Very comfortable place to hang out if y'all are looking for a summer respite.
Yeah?
Can't afford $6 to go to the movies or whatever.
I may think about that. We heard Bobby Bird with Back from the Dead, Bobby Rush and some Chicken Heads, and we opened up with Chuck Willis and A Dirty Mother for You. And this is The Hound. This is WFMU. East Orange will be coming up with that Battle of the Bands in a little while. That's Hazel Atkins versus Dr. Russ, Battle of the One-Man Bands. Next week on The Hound Show, Mr. Sam Price, Barrel House and Piano Man, and also Hound's tribute to Brian Wilson, Mark Love, Mike Love, Marked for Death, Volume 2. And, let's turn this down a little bit. Did you catch any of that Death of a Porn Star?
No, I read about it in the paper. It sounded pretty...
Man, it was unbelievable.
Stop the poker game dead, I hear.
Yeah, we were playing poker. It just stopped the game dead. They had this... for those of you who didn't see it, there was a PBS documentary called Death of a Porn Star about a porn star named Shauna Grant who came from a little town in Minnesota somewhere, went to L.A., became a porn star, did a bunch of coke and blew her brains out. They had this scene... They had this deadpan voiceover. It was just unbelievable. This guy just, you know, the narration. And then they interviewed like her coke dealer boyfriend and the director of the movies.
They had outtakes from some of the films?
Yeah. They had this outtake that showed like her and some other porn star, coke monger type, having this cocaine freak out on the set that was just mind boggling. It was about the sleaziest thing I've ever seen on TV, you know,
the side of
John Davidson.
Any friends of the family got that one on videotape? Why not give the station a call here?
Yeah, old Brucci would like to see it. Get it on videotape. 201-266-7900 if you want to trade something for a video of that. That was pretty mind-boggling. Anyway, we turn up the echo and go to the roots of hot pants here with the Delroys. What are the roots of hot pants?
Bermuda, Bermuda,
right.
What if the girls, they begin to smile? Shorts out when we're kind of wild. And this one yell, what can it be? And all the chicks start whistling at me. I say, baby, hey, dig them shots. Boys, they were hot as could be. I told them to get some junk like me. They all went down to their nearest store, and they all had Bermudas when they came out the door. I said, hey, baby, hey, drink them shots. Boom, boom, boom. Bermuda,
crocodile. All names have been changed to protect the innocent. Here I am, lost from everyone. It's not a bit of fun. It's a crocodile that's been chasing me all day. Can't seem to shake, can't seem to get away. He got my friend. Baby, 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 baby
This cat behind me sure ain't my friend. I think I'd better pull over to the side of the road. When he gets close, I'll play like a mole. You got my other friend. For the talk about being bold, I see this crocodile for being told. I think I'd better climb this here palm tree, and then it won't be able to capture me. You got mother friend, Ruby. Crocodile climbing a palm tree. Well, I guess the way it was meant to be, because real soon he'll have eaten me. Oh,
come on, baby, let's rock. They kept the beat with the beat beating on the ground. The snakes and the lizards was a crawling around. The tom-tom was a beating with a mighty sound. The wah too sick. Around here. They kept the beat with the beat beating on the ground. The snakes and the lizards was a crawling around. The tom-tom was a beating with a mighty sound. The wah-too sick. We did a brand new dance we never saw before. We kept the beat with our feet beating on the floor. The cat was a rocking up to and fro. The band was a bopping, you could hear him blow the wah-too-sick.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. But will you please pass the biscuits down, please? Will you pass the biscuits down, please? I can't understand it. I go out and work and slave, and all my kinfolk do is play. Look at Uncle John down there. He's had four biscuits already. No wonder he got four chins. And there's Aunt Lucy down at the other end. I thought she was on a diet. If she ain't had eight biscuits, she ain't had none. Excuse me, Uncle Bill, but will you please pass the biscuits, please? Will you pass the biscuits, please? Them biscuits sure is disappearing fast. I wish they would just look down this way. Maybe I can get Mary's attention. Say, Mary. Say, Mary. Will you please pass the biscuits, please? The only time they come down here is for wedding, funerals, and receptions. You take old cousin Jeff. I ain't seen him in 2 years. And he don't even know I'm here. All he sees is them biscuits. I don't want to reach over Betty, cause Grandma says that's ill manners, she said. But this meat ain't no good without no bread. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Or will you please pass the biscuits, please? I got enough taters and some yellow gravy. I sure wish they would just pass one of them biscuits. Look at it. It's almost finished and I ain't even started eating yet. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Say, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I don't know why they Emma put them biscuits down at the other end of the table. Hey, will you pass the biscuits, please? Hey, will you please pass the biscuits, please? Now, there's one more biscuit left. Maybe if I get up and walk down the other end of the table, I might get that one. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. Say, no, wait, wait, Uncle Jeff. Wait, wait, please, wait. No. Well, I'll be doggone. He done ate up the last biscuit. I wanted the biscuits.
Nobody loves you like me. Yeah. peoples throughout the world would mind business of their own and leave other peoples affairs alone, they would get along much better in their own home. But you see, today everybody's got nose trouble. Yes, don't you see? See how nosy you've been. Well, take this message, start all over again. Now you can be in the house, everything is tender, and go out in the yard and catch your neighbor peeping in your window. Well, you see, they has really got nose trouble bad. Yes, don't you see? See how nosy you've been. Well, take this message, start all over again. Show and sit in the back row, and your neighbor would trail you and say you didn't go. Well, you know what it's time to do then. It is time for you to kick him just you know where. Yes, don't you see? See, I know that you've been. Take this message, start all over again.
Yeah, Hound here. This is WFMU East Orange, where we stick our heads in buckets when we talk, with Floyd Dixon talking about some nose trouble. Weird Eddie James with Nobody Loves You Like Me. Andre Williams with the totally unbelievable Pass the Biscuits. Richard Berry and the Pharaohs with Wat Tusi. We had the cellos talking about a big old juicy crocodile. And we opened up with the Delroys and Bermuda Shorts, a little Roots of Hot Pants history lesson there. Anyway, what else? What are we doing here, Bruce? Anything on your mind?
I'm still reeling from the.
I'm cotton-brained.
Yeah, it's that wave of Yankee losses is really getting me down. But
well, they won last night.
Yeah, but against a team that's folded.
Mattingly and Henderson both on the disabled list. My whole week, I've had a horrible week. My whole week's been going. Since that happened, everything else has gone wrong, too.
Yeah, pretty polar all the way around.
Yeah, I'm sort of in the recovery ward mode here. And it's this wet, this horrible weather, right?
Yeah, pretty unpleasant. At least I'm not working in it.
But it does make me want to go surfing. Which brings us to Mr. Dick Dale.
Thank you. sure is an old man there playing that guitar. Man, he looks 10 days older than water. Say, look at him. What that? Look like your process took a recess. That's all right. At least I can afford to get one. You wearing one of them do-it-yourself job things. Say.
Yeah.
I wrote a song about you.
Let me hear it.
You sure you want to hear it?
I want to hear all of it. Never mind the tempo. You just shove on in there.
All right. You is one ugly child. Who can your mama be? Oh, I got another verse you want to hear?
Go ahead and sing it. Let me hear it, man. Lay it down there
for me. Well, if I was your daddy, I'd go and jump in the sea. No, I ain't gonna talk about you like that. After all, it wasn't your fault.
Yeah. I heard you had a new job, too.
Isn't that right?
You want to hear what kind of job I heard that you had?
And what kind of job I got now?
Standing out in front of a doctor's office making people sick.
That's all right. I heard something about you, too.
You heard it about me?
Yes, I did. I heard that you were so ugly that when you...
The night down Lover's Lane, we were walking. She said, "Ah, honey child, do you love me?" Right away, I started talking as a bluebird blew. As a cat got a tail. If a bluebird blew, then honey, I love you. Well, I held her close and kissed her. Then I looked in those big green eyes. She said, hey boy, do you love me? I said, I wouldn't be at all surprised if the bluebird blew. Can a big wheel roll? If a bluebird blew, then honey, I love you. Bluebird blue. I have a bag of hair. If a bluebird blue, well, honey, I love you. Oh, it's a bluebird blue, baby. Tell me, honey, has a bag of hair.
The story you're about to hear is true.
Maggie, 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 Maggie.
One sweet little gal, Maggie was her name. Maggie used to work for a working dame. But Maggie doesn't work, Maggie doesn't work anymore. Maggie made a fortune, so Maggie doesn't work anymore. Maggie had a job. She worked that day or night. Anytime she worked, she really worked all right. Maggie.
$15 down the horse track the other day, put it on the back of an old brand new, and let him walk around the corner and bring me a whole fortune. Fur coat, Cadillac car, tough crib, what else could a girl want, huh?
Maggie had a friend when Maggie went away, but none could take the place because Maggie had a way.
I got it made, cause I'm living the life of Maggie.
Maggie made a fortune, Maggie doesn't work it
Yeah. Hound here with Danny Zella from Detroit and little at Black Sax. Heard out of the Platters with Maggie Doesn't Work Here Anymore. Huh? We heard Conway Twitty with Is a Blue Bird Blue? That's a rhetorical question, like does the Pope crap in the woods or something. Bo Diddley, he's signifying, and we opened up with Dick Dale and Surf Beat. Anyway, we come up to the point of this, by the way, WFMU East Orange, but we get on to the, what everybody's been waiting for. The Battle of the Bands, ladies and gentlemen. The one-man bands. Who is the king of the one-man band? On this hand, we have Dr. Ross from Memphis via Detroit, or Detroit via Memphis, whichever way he was traveling. With, he's a one-man band. We got Hazel Atkins in this corner from West Virginia. We're gonna give Dr. Ross his first ups as, odds are going 2-1 for Hazel. You vote who is the king of the one-man band. That's area code 201-266-7900. And let's hear from Dr. Ross. Get your vote in. Yeah, pretty strong showing there from Mr. Dr. Ross. But Hazel's up next. Get your vote in, 201-266-7900. Right now, Hazel is one vote ahead. And hit it, Haz.
Well, I'm gonna put your head on my wall, just like I told you, baby. You can't dodge no more, you can't eat no more hot dogs. I'm gonna put your head, I put it on my wall. Now, baby, don't you be afraid, cause you don't wanna eat. Eat none today, I'm gonna put your head on my wall, and then you can't eat no more hot dog. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, baby, don't you be late. I want your head, I want it tonight. Cut your head off a half past eight. And have it on my wall by the half past ten. Yeah, come on, baby, I want that head. Come on, baby, I want that head. I want your head to hang on my wall tonight. Now, honey, don't you be afraid. Cause I'm gonna cut your head off about a half past eight. Just like I said, I'm going to cut your head off. You can eat no more hot dog.
Whoa, we got some hot and heavy voting going on in the first. At the end of the first round, it is tied up. Four votes apiece for Hazel and Dr. Ross. Get your vote in. Who is the king of the one-man bands? The boss of Bongo Drive. And we got Hazel Atkins on one hand, Dr. Ross on the other. We're going into the second inning with hearing Dr. Ross a little at Chicago Breakdown Thing. 201-266-7900.
Break them right on down.
Yeah, it's still tied up in the middle of the second round there. I was Dr. Ross with Chicago Breakdown. Up next, Hazel Atkins getting his second ups. Get your vote in, 201-266-7900. It stands at 5-5. The score, I mean.
Come on, pretty baby. Come on and do the shade with me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on, pretty baby. Come on and do the shade with me. Come on, come on. Come on and do the shade with me. I love the way you kiss. I love the way you twist. Whoa, I love the way you twist. I love the way you twist. Come on, come on. Come on and do the shade with me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on and do the shade with me. Come on.
Whoa, that was pretty influential. That put Haz way ahead in the voting. And you Dr. Ross fans, you Blues fans, this is Dr. Ross's last ups, and this is my favorite Dr. Ross song. The Boogie Disease, get your vote in. Area code 201-266-7900. Who is boss of one-man bands?
Gonna boogie for the doctor. Gonna boogie for the nurse. Gonna keep on a boogie. Just throw me in the hearse. Got the boogie. Got the boogie. Boogie to see. All right, send that doctor over here. Oh, doctor said I'll make it better. But I never did well. Now look at here, doctor. Ain't you got some of that booking disease medicine? If you ain't, give me one of those penicillin shots. Send that doctor on back over here now. Get well. The doctor say I may get better, but I never get well. Gonna boogie for the doctor. Gonna boogie for the nurse. Gonna keep on a boogie until they throw me in the hearse. Gonna boogie. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. Boogin' to see. All right, send that doctor over here. Yeah. Woo! You boogin' some too, doc. I ain't gonna get well. You done told me now. But I'm gonna keep on boogin'. Got the boogin'. Got the boogin'. Got the boogin'. I'm
This has been a brutal battle, folks. Brutal. I mean, going into the final round, it is tied up again, 10-10 for Hazel and Dr. Oates. Get your vote in. This is the last chance to vote. Area code 201-266-7900. Let's give the Haz his last ups. Little that chicken walk thing. Get your vote in.
Come on, baby, do a chicken walk. Wiggle yourself from head to toe. Do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken walk. Push in and a push out. 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 Push in and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah. Okay, bye-bye. Whoa. That last vote might have totally swung things because I think I know where the in-house vote is going, but now Dr. Ross is way ahead in a surprising last one. Let's get the in-house. Let's take this. Let's get Il Bruce. Irene voted for Hazel.
Yeah, I got Hazel, definitely.
Okay, Hazel.
Close and personal friend
Hazel.
Of mine.
Hazel for Ray. Den is out working
Den
on the car.
Left
so
the building.
Let's get this vote on the phone here. Who are you voting for? Dr. Ross? Okay, thanks a lot. Dr. Ross has won an upset. Boy, I kind of thought Hazel would definitely win. I was given 2-1. Anybody who voted, you want to get this vote and just to see, but I mean, Dr. Ross right now is ahead by 4 votes.
Yeah, what do you got? Six on one call for Hazel. Can you make all of them yell?
Yeah, who's this, Gary? Hey, Snake, what's up?
Looking yeah. For the wedding, man. I don't know if we're going to count that or not. I don't go for the 6-on-1 call
Excellent.
Routine. They're not
well, look,
proving
you
got
to make all 6 of them yell, all right?
You're going to,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't hear him yelling.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I got 3. Uh-huh.
3 is not enough to do it. He needs 5 to win.
Yeah, hey. That's 5? Okay. Is that it? All right.
Well, that's 6 for Hazel, man. It's legit.
Is that legit, Bruce? Well, yeah, those are winners. six different voices on that phone?
Yeah, I think they passed the phone.
Okay. Well, the vote in the very last minute, at the end of the last round, the vote turned around.
Staten Island contingent comes out for homeboy Hazel Atkins.
Staten Island votes in mass for Hazel Atkins.
Sorry about the cutoff, guys. I think that was on your end.
Well, now what we got to do is why don't you tell a joke or something while I cue up a Hazel record to celebrate his winningness?
Oh, man. You know, an upset in many ways. I wish I had echo.
Is this what you want, some echo? We got echo. Anyway, so in the last minute voting, Hazel Atkins did win. And congratulations to Hazel Atkins. Some people are going to say it's a fix. I don't know what the bookies are going to do about that last minute thing, but Bruce swears that it was 6 different voices.
Boogie make you boogie woogie everywhere.
Hazel.
It's a Donald Boogie make you boogie woogie everywhere. sit down, oh, boogie, make it boogie, woogie everywhere. Oh, when you walk in the door, you better sit down. But if you don't, you're gonna go to jail. It's the Donald Woe Boogie, make it boogie woogie everywhere. It's the Donald Woe Boogie, make it boogie woogie everywhere. You go out on the highway, listen what you hear. Wow! It's the Donald Woe Boogie, make it boogie woogie everywhere. It's the Donald Woe Boogie, make it boogie woogie everywhere. Yeah, oh,
congratulations, Hazel Atkins. The Hound salutes you winning in that last minute voting. That was wild. After that 6-vote call, we got another 3 votes for Hazel and another 2 votes for Doc Ross. That was pretty crazy. Anyway, right now I am going to go do the Chiba Chiba routine one time, and we're going to send you off to the Rolling Stonesville land thing. Hit it. You ready?
Benjamin's will.
Schloss und Riegel schließen ein.
WFMU, East Orange, listener-sponsored radio and car wash out here. This is the Hound. It's the little Rolling Stones bookends there with the live Down the Road a piece, and we opened up with Connection. In between that, the Ronettes with the unreleased I Wish I Never Saw the Sun, the Beach Boys with In My Bunker, that we're still looking for Mike Love's head on the end of a stick. Should anybody want to bring it, we can celebrate Brian Wilson's birthday next Saturday, and Dylan with It Takes a Lot to Laugh from the live at Newport bootleg, and you didn't hear anybody booing like they say. It's just a bunch of folk rock propaganda bull. Anyway, we're going to throw a curve at you. You know, mushrooms leave a funny sort of hangover, so we're going to change it up today and do the Hillbilly Hangover with the Killer.
One by one, they're turning out the light. I've been just to hold you tight. Guess it's for the best. I just put in my last dime. Heard you whisper we'd meet again. Another place, another time. Chairs are stacked all over the table. It's closing time, they say. I could wait right here forever if they'd only let me stay. Anywhere would be much better than that old lonely room of mine. And a sleepless night away for another place, another time. Won't that room of mine be a lonely place to be after I've been holding you so close to me? And won't that old stairway be a little hard to
shine, and you shiver when the cold wind blows. Little girl, what have I done that's made you treat me so? You've caused me to weep, you've caused me to moan, you've caused me to leave my home. In the pines where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows.
Cause your love's a cure for the shape I'm in, honey. I'm going steady with the blues. All aboard. Big eight wheel, I'm moving down the track. Me and two loving daddy ain't coming back, and I'm a moving on. I'll soon be gone. You're flying too high for my little old sky, and I'm a moving on. Mr. Engineer, take your throttle in hand. Don't you know you're taking me to Dixieland? Keep a moving me on. I'll soon be gone. You're flying too high for my little old sky, and I'm a moving on. While I'm out on the summer, was I doing the conga in a little Havana, in no Havana, the people in Frisco. Was I doing the tango, and we were keeping rhythm to the boogie of an old guitar.
Messed up as we conclude the Hillbilly Hangovers portion of the show with Jess Hooper. Who? Yeah, we heard Warren Smith with the Golden Rockets. Skeets, that's Skeets McDonald with Going Steady with the Blues, the Louvin Brothers, and In the Pines. We opened up with Jerry Lee Lewis, Another Time, Another Place. Anyway, you guys, what are we talking about here? This
the echo sounds pretty great, though.
It's pretty tremendous.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Well,
we're,
I know that, but I just... You'll have to
There's a Bernie Getz scorecard in today's Post. And I think we should all
it's
get one.
It's a beautiful
one.
Thing. Mm. Keep up with the trial. It's captured the city's imagination.
Yeah, and Gary, how do you pronounce his last name again?
Alabama?
No, the guy in the cover of the Post
Ram
today.
Oh,
Ramsour. He looks amazing.
Yeah.
He is, so far, the front runner in the Hounds Media Star of the Year for 87.
Yeah, unbelievable fashion.
No doubt about that.
He's intuitive, man. He's not phony, you know.
Yeah.
It's all from the heart with him.
And how about those teenage riots in the high schools in Brooklyn? That's pretty great. Nice to know kids aren't a bunch of retards. Yeah, teenage wolf packs. Last day of school, they totally destroyed the entire school. And we're going to send this one out to the kids who had that wonderful riot.
Hey, man, what's that? Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what are you planning? Can I do all of something, man?
Get your hands off of me.
Teenage riot broke my home. Everybody know the bread to fall. Floyd giving in, Floyd giving out. Everybody run, start.
Come on, let's move. Let's
go. Teenage riot, going real smooth. Everybody here, get in the groove. High school cat, rock real bright. Cutting up the broad daylight. Teenage riot, all night long. Teenage riot, high and gone. Teenage riot, going real strong. Teenage riot, still going on.
Everybody's talking about their teenage kids and how they're wearing these long-haired wigs. Now, I don't care about what they wear. It's these juvenile delinquents that should be aware. And they will drive you out of mobile, no matter how bad you feel. One say the other day, I want to be a man, and drinking beer, right out of the can, smoking cigarettes and all, I don't know what else, and don't care about nobody but themselves, and they will drive you automobile, no matter how bad you feel, and when you think, they rob a bank, it's always a juvenile delay. All right to have some fun. You don't have to have it though with no gun. You want to shoot somebody just off the wall? How about Vietnam? That's a good call. Then they will drive your automobile no matter how bad you feel. And when it think they rob a bank, it's always a juvenile. Tell them to get educated so they can get somewhere. They turn that around and call you a square. And you can tell one by the dirty jokes. And no matter what you do, they are always broke. And they will drive your automobiles no matter how bad you feel. And when they think they rob a bank, it's always a juvenile.
Yeah.
Tony is a Capricorn, a leader of men, and he has a kind of stubborn streak. But when it comes to the opposite sex, Tony's kind of shy and weak. Oh, but he can be hot stuff. See the look on his face.
If you want a wedding, it's him you gotta take. Signs of the zodiac. Signs of the zodiac. The future is in the little signs.
Yeah, the Elvi thing there with Elvis talking about, just tell her Jim said hello. We heard a Dirty, Dirty Feeling and Signs of the Zodiac. I don't know what movie that was from. TV Slim with Juvenile Delinquent and Portuguese Joe with a little of that Teenage Riot thing. So we might, I saw the Sledgehammer with the Elvis impersonators was on last night. The Sledgehammer is really the best thing on TV this year.
Yeah, I kind of like A Current Affair myself.
Did you see the Sledgehammer where they tried to jump start the guy's electric wheelchair from the engine of the car and sent the old guy like right down the block?
Yeah.
It was really the most tasteless.
Jerry Lewis standby, isn't it?
Yeah, it was the most tasteless thing in this side of the Shauna Grant documentary.
Oh, yeah, boy, there was something.
Mm. Are we ready for Den's Corner?
No, Hound, I'm sorry, we're not ready.
We're not ready for Den's Corner?
No.
So what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Well, you know, I got called out on the carpet this week. In just about every time I stepped out the door or picked up the phone, I was called out on the carpet this week. There's a passage in the Bible. It says, it's from Matthew. It says, the Lord says, thou shalt be hot or cold. If thou hast this lukewarm, the Lord will spew thee from thy mouth. Which just gives us a time to get sanctified and think about that. And don't get spewed from any Lord's mouth.
Oh, do you know what it means to be a Muslim?
Yeah.
It goes something like this. Hey, my baby's a real gold chick. When she calls me, I run to a quick. When my baby holds me tight, don't you know I get emulsified? Yes, I do. You know it's true.
Wow.
Never, never will I let her go. Squeeze me and hold me tight. Don't you know I get emulsified every day, any old way. Yeah, I really got for you, baby. I'll tell her all the world I do. Hey,
your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
then he'll hit like an atom bomb
when he comes. When he comes in 1945, the atom bomb became alive. 1949, the USA got very wise. They found that a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. People got worried over the land, just like the people in Japan. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. Sure don't know about the rainbow sign. Won't be water but for next time.
No, now everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one
done. Soon worry about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes. When he comes.
Now don't you get worried, bear in mind. Trust King Jesus and you shall find peace, happiness, joy divine. With my Savior on the line, God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. He said he would, and I believe he will. He'll fight your battle if you'll keep still.
You know now, everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one seemed worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and you,
hey, my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
You know now,
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll
hey, my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
I want to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you one and all.
Yeah.
We're going to have a big time tonight.
Yeah.
Down at the Rock and Roll Ball.
Yeah.
Now, do you believe rock and roll with three of your souls?
Yeah.
Do you believe rock and roll will make you shout?
Yeah!
Do you believe rock and roll will make you happy when you're sad?
Yeah!
Well, come on! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Come on! Woo! Come on! Yeah, 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 yeah! Come on! Come on! Everybody loves rock and roll!
Me.
Makes me love my neighbor in my heart. Makes me love my neighbor. Can I get a witness? Wait a minute, children. Well, Lord, my soul satisfied. Soul satisfied. One day I was walking down the road. Holy Spirit spoke to me. He lifted my load.
Getting a little sanctified vibe going with Screaming Jay Hawkins, Baptized in Wine. What else do we hear? The Five Blind Boys with Satisfied. Screaming Joe Neal, with the Rock and Roll Deacon, the Dixie Hummingbirds, and the Angelic Choir with One Day. The Jerry McCain and Rock and Roll Ball, the Pilgrim Travelers, featuring Lou Rawls at a tender age. Jesus Hits Like an Atom Bomb. We open up with Rex Garvin and the Cravers and Emulsified. This is The Hound. This is WFMU. It's last call for Den's Corner.
He's here.
Is it, the Denster is with us.
I don't have my headphones though, but I won't try to get that set up.
It would just confuse you.
Lucky we got the mic set up. Yeah. What happened? No applause this time? Jeez. All you gotta do is ask for things and they're given to you, just like the Bible says. All this religious stuff. Anyway.
Don't be spewed from the Lord's mouth, boy.
Woo, there we go.
Hot or cold? Get with it.
That's, Ron Reagan has kind of like been making me kind of upset these days.
You in your face there, Dan.
He's bothering me a lot, you know. I mean, I've been watching these hearings, and I've been, like, hearing what these guys say.
Vaughn Hall looks better in pictures than
I've been reading stuff, you know. I mean, and it doesn't take much to figure out something pretty, you know, weird is going on. So, anyway. But what really bothered me was this quote I read the other day. Where is he speaking at here? I don't even know. Oh, in Venice. Okay. And he was asked whether the congressional ban on direct or indirect military assistance to the Contras had applied to him, and he said, I not only think it didn't, okay, so he's saying this congressional thing doesn't apply to him, but I don't think that the law was broken. We're talking about a case of people that on their own?
Yeah, but on government stationery.
On their own, individuals and groups in our country sought to send aid to the, I can't even say it. Freedom fighters. I don't know. If that doesn't make you mad,
of course,
I mean,
Dan,
you know.
Dan has come up with a solution in
well,
the,
yeah,
the,
I mean,
the Neil Young.
The only thing you can really do is like do what I've been doing all week, which is working on my car and getting ready, you know.
Now, if you don't want to be spewed from the Lord's mouth, you should just go out there and tell him what you feel. Tell him to kill the pigs. Just kill the pigs.
Well, it's so good to be
drink, sleepy, sleepy's ready to stay. If you drink, sleepy, it never makes you laugh.
CV wine cooler commercial. Before that, we heard Neil Young with Revolution Blues and Dan's Corner, Fighting Injustice Everywhere It Looks. Hey, guys, we'd like to thank our research staff today, Il Bruce, the Denster, Raisin Brand.
My pleasure, man. I'd
like to say happy birthday to Mike from Staten Island.
You got that right.
And what else? We got anything else?
Skip Henderson, Master of Reality. The pictures are in the mail, along with a bonus. Sorry about the delay.
Yeah.
And Philip, I've been trying to get a hold of you for the last few days. I guess you got the modem plugged in. What can I say?
Possibility. Anyway, next week on the Hound Show, we got Sam Price, Barrel House and Piano Man, and our Mike Love, Mark for Death, Brian Wilson tribute. And if the world don't end and the creek don't rise, I'll be here next week. And this is the Hound saying, it ain't where you from, it where you at. Laureus is up next.
Game. What all you got? Hawks easily lifting in fourth place, and FMU lagging behind. Rounding the first corner, it's AOR in heavy metal. FMU gaining fast on Progressive Rock. Leaving easy lifting in the rear. Around the next turn, it's AOR on the outside. On the inside, FMU lagging metal by a nose. Way around the home stretch, it's AOR way in front. But wait, here comes FMU pulling up fast on the inside. It's 91.1, neck and neck with AOR. Coming into the wire, it's WFMU by a length, 91.1 in East Orange, New Jersey. Down to the ribbon, no winners. WFMU, 91.1 in East Orange, New Jersey.